The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to a land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, the people at once recognized him and rushed all about that the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that he might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. I invite the young people to come forward for a children's message. And if you come forward, I have something good for you. Good morning, Calvin. How are you today? Want to talk to you about promises. When your mom tells you something, she promises you'll get to go someplace if you behave. Do you have a place you like to go? Or a place you like to play?
The park.
The park? You like to go to the park? Yeah. And so sometimes mom promises to take you to the park, And then it may seem like it's a long time until she fulfills that promise, but she does promise it, Okay. Well, God makes promises too. And God makes promises, but sometimes those promises are great, big, long promises. And in our gospel reading today, we have the promise that God makes through the prophet Jeremiah that he's going to send a king who is righteous, who will rule with righteousness and justice. And we understand that that person really is fulfilled, that promise fulfilled in Jesus. But it took a long time, like 700, 800 years for that promise, That would be a long time. So when your mom says, "I'll take you to the park," and it seems like a long time, God's promises sometimes take longer, but even then, they are fulfilled. I promised something if you came up today, something good. I promised something good if you came up today. And that was a conditional promise. If you came up, I'll give you something good. God sometimes makes conditional promises, but he also makes unconditional promises. And suddenly somebody appears just in the nick of time. Here you go. Here you go. You came up, right? You came up here. That was my promise. You can give one to your mom, too, okay? Okay. Thanks for coming up today. You're welcome. You can return to your seats. Yay. We have some difficult days ahead, my brothers and sisters. When we're no longer governed by what is true and just, we have difficult days ahead. When truth is silenced by payoffs, whether those be in the form of money or Supreme Court justices, we have some difficult days ahead. When those who govern do so by creating divisions that set us over and against one another, we have some difficult days ahead. In the midst of this disruption, It's important that we hear the word about Christ. The apostle writes in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. Of course, the two groups of which the apostle speaks are Jews and Gentiles. And from the perspective of a first century Jew, if you weren't Jewish, you were a Gentile. So it included everybody. And the sense is here that God has made it possible for these two groups to live in peace. Let us understand that it is the desire of God for all humanity to live in harmony with one another. Our human divisions and rivalries are broken down by the cross. Through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, that Spirit given by Jesus, we dwell in the fullness of God's peace, God's shalom. This is the gift of God and Jesus Christ to us. The word about Christ in today's gospel shows Jesus responding to the needs of people. He sent his disciples on a mission and they have returned and now they need rest. So he gives them rest. The crowd on the shore was like sheep without a shepherd, and so he began to teach them. And then in the land of the Gennesaret, the people recognize who he is and they bring the sick to him. And he heals them. In each of these, Jesus gave what was needed. He gave rest. He gave teaching. He gave healing. Through these, Jesus' compassion in action. And can we see in them that it is really God's compassion for all people that is behind Jesus' actions? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you believe that? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. We live in a society that entices us to always want more, to never be satisfied with what we have, and to always be in want. Society or scarcity is the foundation of capitalism. So we compete for goods and services and jobs, all at the best value we can get. And in such a system, there are always winners and losers. And we go back to those words, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. And we are reminded that what we see in Jesus is really God's compassion for all people. And God's compassion is expressed even in that Old Testament psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. And it ends, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now, some of you have heard me say before, there is a textual problem with the ending of the 23rd Psalm. The problem is, it is a distortion of the word that is used there, follow. It happens the King James Version used that term, and we haven't been able to get it out of the English language at all. But the actual Hebrew word there is not follow. It's pursue. Now, I can demonstrate the difference to you by talking about my dog. My dog will happily follow me around the house and wag his tail and be there constantly with me. He follows me. But when there is a squirrel in the yard, he pursues that squirrel. Surely goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life. My brothers and sisters, God's desire is to give us the fullness of life. We have everything we need for a full and complete life right now because of God's gifts and because of the promise of God. God knows what we need. This doesn't depend upon our economic situation, our job situation, our marital status. When we were in Guatemala on our mission trip this last year, Pastor Stephanie walked us through a meditation. And it was a meditation where she wanted us to close our eyes and simply focus on emptying ourselves. Now, I've walked through this meditation many times before, but I found it was extremely difficult for me to empty myself. That emptying seemed almost like faithlessness, because what I knew is that God had filled me with God's good gifts, and it was simply hard to walk away from those. And the word I used instead of empty was simply be silent. Be silent in that. Now, Pastor Stephanie and I talked about that experience sometime later, and we talked about the fact that there are times that we really need to empty ourselves. We need to empty ourselves of our burdens and our troubles and our cares and our concerns sometimes that we're carrying. We need to empty ourselves of our self-centeredness. We need to empty ourselves of that pain and suffering that we've gone through. We need to empty ourselves of our grudges and our rivalries that we hold. Emptying ourselves all serves so that God's grace can come in and fill that spot. And I have to tell you that I have walked this journey of faith. I have walked that journey when I needed to be empty and when I was empty. And I've also walked the journey when I have felt full of God's goodness in my life. And what I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, is that God always meets us and gives us what we need on that journey of life. So this is the perspective I call you to in Christ Jesus today. That no matter your economic status, your professional status, your social status, or your age, in Christ Jesus, we have the fullness of life given to us. It is the fullness of love, it is this fullness of love that really equips us and sends us into the world with God's compassion. We have some difficult days ahead in this country, and there is a need for compassion. God gives us everything we need to respond to that calling. Be that compassion that God has for all people. Let that word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the Holy Spirit nourish that seed and let it grow and bloom into a great harvest of peace. Amen.